It's Thursday, February 25th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The New York family farm that would not permit a lesbian wedding on their property has finally given up the legal fight. Robert and Cynthia Gifford were fined $13,000 for the crime of owning a property and refusing wedding services to lesbians. After losing their case with the New York appellate court, they announced that they will reevaluate how they will use their farm in the future. In a 14-page decision, Judge Karen K. Peters wrote that, quote, they must permit same-sex couples to marry on the premises if they choose to allow opposite-sex couples to do so, unquote. Bloomberg reports that abortion mills are closing at a faster rate than ever. 162 abortion providers have shut down since 2011, with only 21 opening for business. Those states that have lost the most abortion providers include Iowa, Texas, Arizona, California, and Michigan. The state of Texas has seen a 13% drop-off of abortion since the more restrictive law went into effect last year. President of Operation Rescue, Troy Newman, told The Worldview he expects the trend to continue.
What we have seen in the last 10 years is a reduction by 73% of all the nation's abortion clinics. 73% of them are gone, and they cannot reopen. So we predict a future decline in the abortion industry, fewer and fewer abortion providers.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. First Liberty Institute reports that cases involving attacks on Christian liberty have doubled in just the last year. The president of the legal defense organization, Kelly Shackelford, says hostility to religion in America is rising like floodwaters. They count 600 cases for 2015 alone. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump won the Nevada primary on Tuesday, capturing 46% of the vote. Senator Marco Rubio finished with 24% and Senator Ted Cruz with 21%. Marco Rubio told Fox and Friends he would not consider joining forces with Ted Cruz to topple Trump in the race. Rubio said, quote, that just never happens, and it is not going to happen now, unquote. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be one of the first major world leaders to participate in a homosexual lust and pride march. He's announced support for the Toronto event this coming July. As one of the key political leaders in favor of abortion and homosexuality, Senator Hillary Clinton was welcomed and cheered at the Gospel Music Stellar Awards in Las Vegas over the weekend. Cal State Los Angeles shut down free speech for the Young Americans for Freedom and canceled an event sponsored by the club. Their keynote, Ben Shapiro, was planning to speak on freedom and diversity. The club was told in an email from the university's president, Shapiro could speak at another time when his voice would be tempered by speakers selected by the school. And the student government of the University of Nebraska is attempting to block plans for a Chick-fil-A restaurant on the Kearney campus. However, the university has not eliminated Chick-fil-A from the running at this time. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards has attacked Ohio's Governor John Kasich for signing the bill to withhold government funding from her organization. She claimed that the legislation will have devastating consequences for women across Ohio. However, Ohio's Right to Life president, Michael Gonadakis, points out the monies were merely redirected to other health providers in the state.
Praise God, because what we're able to do with that is that money that was going to Planned Parenthood isn't going to go to pay down the debt or to build another road or bridge. That money has to be used to help poor women, low-income women, and their children. So those dedicated dollars are no longer going to go to a special interest known as the largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood.
Kentucky's Governor Matt Bevin is not finished with Planned Parenthood yet. His administration has filed suit against the abortion provider for performing 23 illegal abortions in December and January. The clinics were allegedly performing abortions without a license. The suit requests $680,000 from the abortion provider. Another abortionist performing without a license was convicted of attempted murder in Longmont, Colorado, earlier this week. Dine Lane faces at least 16 years in prison for cutting a baby out of its mother's womb. Prosecutors did not file a murder charge for the killing of the baby. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, February 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.